This summer, FC United will once again be operating the Pay What You Can Afford season ticket scheme, as well as the new three-year season ticket. To purchase your season ticket, please visit www.fcumshop.co.uk or over the phone during office hours on 0161 769 2005. Or in person at the club office during working hours. This season promises to be a cracker, so please don't delay. Purchase your FC United season ticket today.
You're listening to FCM Radio, radio for FC United and Manchester, and now this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
He's 3-1!
Back post. Goal!
Dicky Black takes it. Goal! From defence to attack, a wonderful save, pulled down by Spencer.
Towards
it. Goal! It's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
Yes, hello and welcome everybody to the second of our summer specials of This Club Is My Club. This week, looking back at Saturday's action between Salford City and FC United in a pre-season friendly at Moor Lane. Coming up, we'll be having all the post-match reaction, including those of manager Cal Margeson. But without further ado, let's hand over now to the FC Live team at Moor Lane, just before kick-off.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome everybody around the world. You're all very welcome here at Moor Lane for FC United Manchester against Salford City. A fixture, I have to say, open and honestly, I cannot understand in any way, shape or form why on earth we're playing it.
Now, we'll come to that in a second or two, but the first thing we have to say is it's the first time since we've been back here since...
Ben, don't do it.
Last August, I think it was.
Ben, don't do it.
I'm sorry, but the best stand in non-league football, one of the best stands up there,
what
with Prescott three. Cables, with Frick the Athletic.
Well, they've ruined theirs as well.
With Boston United's, the old stand at Moor Lane.
It's gone.
And it's been replaced by three sides, and it's taken the building of this stadium now, this three quarters of the stadium that's been finished, to notice just what a slope there is at Moor Lane. I've never noticed it before.
Well,
but it goes towards Salford like nobody's business.
Well, Ben, if you'd actually ever played on here, you probably would have noticed it, and it's noticeable when you play. It's been semi-noticeable over the years we've been coming here, not only for FC United match, but you and I have covered quite a lot of other games here as well. But it's even more noticeable now because one stand actually, it's like my kitchen. I've got a beam in my kitchen that actually is 8 inches taller on one end than the other end, and that's what one of the stands here at Moor Lane is. But listen, they put it up quickly. New floodlights look fantastic. The ground itself, where we are on the Moor Lane end, all behind us, there's a whole row of executive boxes ready to be plumbed in and sorted out. So it should be interesting. Big things for Salford. We can't concern ourselves with that in all fairness, simply because we are where we are. Well, the money will dictate, and
you can't work out why we've committed to this fixture. I mean, it is a weird one, playing a team who are in the same division as us.
And I think it's unprecedented. In fairness, I think it's a.
Have we done this before?
Not the same division, I'm sure we haven't. You just never would. I mean, I've spoken to a number of other people that are FC United supporters here this afternoon that are here to watch, and they're the same opinion. It's a very strange one. I mean, it's good that the friendship, and this could be classed as a friendship match, opposed to a game where we're going to see really competitive football. But the nature of players, when they're playing against a team from their own division, they want to put a marker out here this afternoon for the next two games when they play each other. And obviously we have to wait till Christmas for those two games, on Boxing Day and on New Year's Day. But they will put a marker out here today. FC have gone with a really, really strong team. Salford have gone with a strong team as well, but they've left the substitutes completely blank.
And from the warm-ups, we know why. There's about 30 of them playing.
About 30. So second half, we will not be able to give you any names of any Salford player. I'm going to struggle enough with all the FC United newbies, but I think we would get a lot more. I can't see what Carl can really get out of it.
Is this to do with, you know, building something between the two clubs? Because you know, it last August it was like a bit of a United loving, to be fair, when we played at Moor Lane.
I mean, we've always had a great relationship and friendship with Salford City over the years. Our short history, and we've been here many a times. We've had great pre-season games.
Apart from that one game at the Willows that time, it didn't like that.
That's right. Well, that was in the very early days. But apart from that, we've always had that good relationship. Even more so now with the management team that are here. Prior to that, Phil Power, again, you know, ex-FC United of Manchester. So we've carried on that tradition. Today, I would have had this game as a pre-season, but as a friendship match. Maybe just change the wording and have it had some form of, you know, two clubs coming together for whatever reason. But listen, it's a game of football and we're going to enjoy watching it. And as I say, it's going to be an interesting occasion. The big game is next week for me, is to see how we set ourselves up against South Shields. You know, they're a team that are actually, two divisions below us, but at the same token,
they'll be in the National League North in 5 years.
I would suggest a lot sooner. I think they're actually at this moment in time probably just about capable of actually scraping and staying in this division. They could move up two divisions. They've got so much quality, so much money, so much talent. Julie Arkin will be playing next week. And South Shields will be a great proposition for FC United, and that will be a good test. And that's the kind of test I think I could completely understand why Carl's done that for next week. That's, I think, it's a big, big test.
Now, since the This Goes Michael podcast, the last one we did last week, obviously
everyone's left. Oh, no, the other
FC. Well, a few have, but FC United have played a couple of games since it. There was the Bohemian game on Saturday, which was a nice away. The Bohemian match there was lovely. FC United won. Then there was the Congleton match on Tuesday night. Was that alright? It was a long walk from the station. Obviously FCM Radio weren't there because we're banned still. And on Friday night we played at the Vestacare Stadium, that's what it's called, isn't it? The home of Avro. And that was a game with a bit more niggle in it.
That's what you call, Ben. It was a game of...
Someone said from the side, from a sanctuary position, it was £2.50, you won't be getting back.
Yeah, well, so, listen, it was a Sunday League team wanting to do what they do best, hustle and bustle and bully a team far, far higher up in the divisions and far, far, far better than them. It didn't quite work for them. Two goals, I think, from Lewis Lacey, wasn't it? From Craig Linfield. I think it was two penalties as well, separated the two teams. But at the same time, I think... interesting games coming up. We need to now. Today again is going to be it's going to be a really big test. Then we've got Abbey Hay. We've also got Ashton United. We've also then got a Bolton 11 and a Fleetwood 11. I would hope Fleetwood put a strong team out there, and Bolton do, because I'm looking at other teams and I know I'm Paul. If you're listening at this moment in time, if you can hear what I'm saying here, I've looked at Altrincham's pre-season. They're playing Chester, they're playing Wrexham, Stockport County. I think every team primarily has been a higher division, and it's because they want to hit the ground running. Carl's got a brand new squad here, pretty much, and I think he'll want to do the same. So I'm hoping that as we build those teams, like with Fleetwood and certainly with Bolton, they have strong opposition, because you don't want to play against a weakened team, do you, Paul, at this stage of the season?
I remember one pre-season where all our friendlies were easy games. Did us no favours at all when we kicked off. We had a bad start because it was complacency. Complacency set in.
Well, you've not only got complacency, Paul, have you? You've also got the fact that if you're playing teams that are lesser than you, your fitness levels aren't going to be up there because you're not going to do as much running around.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, and I'm sure Carl has stipulated with Bolton to say, look, we need strong opposition the last two games before we start
in
the division.
You're not in a position, though, as a non-league club. You're not in a position to dictate to a football league club about what team.
No, I think you are, because I mean, if you're going to have a friendly, we have to have a competitive friendly, and it has to benefit. There's no point. There's no point in bringing an under-17s or under-18s academy team to play FC United with two games before the season starts.
I'm trying to remember what the Rochdale game last pre-season. That was a decent-ish side, but it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination a Rochdale 11, was it, Paul?
It was good enough to see us off quite comfortably, and then for the last half hour it was keep ball. But
well,
there you go.
There's always that as well, isn't it? Yeah. So, but I mean, it's going to be interesting as more Mancunians. It's funny, a Mancunian band playing in Salford. They should be playing Salford anthems.
There's only a couple of bands.
I know.
There's only so many...
Bit of Elky Brooks.
There's only so many Happy Monday songs you could play, to be fair.
No, there's not. You can play them all, forever, on a loop.
So, we'll get to the team news in a second, but Swampy, we've not spoke, other than in the trip down here, but what have you made of FC United's incomings and outgoings over the last month?
Well, you know me, and what I normally do when the season finishes, I like to just forget about everything. And then seeing the comings and goings, people coming in and people leaving, I think the surprise was Jerome Wright leaving. I could understand the benefit for him leaving and the benefit for Carl. In reality, I think it's a good move for Jerome. He's got a contract that, you know, he loves football. He wants to play every week. We couldn't confirm give him that every week. So he's got off. Sam Sheridan's going to be a big miss for me, but I know obviously with FC United bringing in Richie Baker.
It's weird. I've done a bit of editing of the old matches towards the end of the season, and we're part of that Gainsborough match, and we were talking about Sam Sheridan in that game, and he was substituted after 70 minutes.
Talked to a few players and a few managers, and he played for Altrincham against Stockport County on Tuesday, and he was superb. Even though they got beat, Altrincham, they're playing against a very, very strong Stockport County team. But the people said to me, you can see the class in the play, he holds the ball well, he has time on the ball. And as someone who's been involved in non-league football, who's just been talking to me for half an hour, he said, he's not a sub. You want him playing from the start of a game, you know. But if Baker can do a similar job, which he can do on his day, it'll be a good life for life. So the only difference is one's 29 or 31, and one was 20, 26, 27. So, you know, I would have kept with the youthfulness of Sheridan. With the rest of them, you know, I'm glad to see Jake Williams still there. Lloyd Allison, the new goalkeeper. I think we would all agree the last couple of seasons.
We need continuity in goal.
Carnell has just not been as he was, and I'm hoping he gets to a team that he can settle into again and get, you know, 3 or 4 years of football under his belt. Fagbola came in. He's not put a foot wrong for us, has he, Paul, really?
He's been very impressive in the FC shirt, I have to say that. And the interesting thing, one of the big criticisms last season was the slow way we were playing it out from the back. It's going to be interesting to see whether the change in personnel, the change in attitude, starts developing quicker attacks.
Well, one thing we heard from Gary Vaughan was that they've been identifying players to play in a specific system.
Yeah.
And there's an acceptance that what FC's been playing the last couple of seasons hasn't been what they'd like as a management side, and this is a team they're trying to build now who can play that way.
I mean, the one thing, I mean, you know, there's a bit of quality certainly in the likes of Matty Hughes. We know he's a decent player.
Yes.
And also strong,
probably captain material as well for FF.
No question about it. You know, he's got quality in abundance, and if he can prove it in this team, if we can keep the players happy, we can work with them, they play the flowing, expansive football that we've not had for a couple of seasons, but we've had in the past, and we could do it again. There is a disappointment for me, though. There's one player that's a big disappointment. He's got a Curzon Ashton, and I know he didn't play for us last season through injury, but I would have loved to see Rory Fallon back at this football club, because
the thing I don't understand about Rory Fallon is the fact that he was our player. He got a bad injury, and to be honest, when you've got a player of that quality, you need to give him a chance to show whether he's got his fitness back, and that seems to me to have been left behind somewhere. And whether Margie doesn't have any interest in him or not, he is a player of quality, and he showed it.
A free kick to Salford. We've had about 10 minutes on the clock.
Nine.
Oh, ball comes in, it's a decent ball, flicks in, it's an opportunity to go from the man you were talking about. 6'5".
Can't miss him, can you?
No one got anywhere near him. Ball into the left-hand corner. Nothing FC United's Allison could do, and Salford City take a lead on 10 minutes.
Yes.
Well, it was good delivery, but there was no one close enough to the big man. And
Dear Servi, he put
Salford City ahead there, and he just got across that and just leant into the ball, didn't he?
Shades of Tom Denson, really. Good delivery, nobody standing up to him, nobody big enough.
Because he doesn't actually look that tall, you know. But he's obviously, he is 6'5", ball down the right-hand side, Richie Allen on the end of it. Ball comes in, and what a finish, what a goal with Allen. Absolutely tremendous. Nothing FC United's Lloyd Allison could do. I mean, they've always flicked on, and on the edge of the 18-yard area, right-hand side. He just volleys the ball over the goalkeeper. It's 2-0, and quality counts. And Richie Allen there was a great, great finish.
Now joined at half-time by the man himself, Mr. Woodzo. Hello, Stephen, how are you?
Hello, can you hear me over Richard Ashcroft?
I can, yes.
Can you?
We could talk about the half-time, but this first half we've just seen, but I'd just like to get your view on the last three matches, because you've been to three of them. Obviously, Bohemians on Saturday, Congleton on Tuesday, and Avro on Friday. First, the Bohemians trip, how...
It was a good expensive day, but, you know, all right.
Did we learn anything on the pitch?
I think so. I mean, I think it was... Today, probably a little bit more of the same. Not quite as good as last week. I don't know. I mean, they're in their mid-season, Bohemians. I don't know.
They played the League of Ireland, it's the summer season, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they played six games going into that.
Yeah, so they're in mid-table. I don't know what...
A couple of trialists playing,
so I don't know what kind of side they're. I mean, I was impressed with some of the new lads last week, and I'm sort of impressed with them again today. It's a different game today.
Who were you impressed with on
last
Saturday?
Week?
Yes,
Matty Hughes. He started slowly in the first 10 minutes, but after that, him and Fag Bowler in the first half were outstanding together.
And today we've got Matty Hughes and Fag Bowler at the back. And one thing you can hear at Moor Lane is the shouting.
That's the big thing.
That is a change.
That's the one thing I spotted, we were saying last week, from the goalkeeper through, it's more organisation. And I think that's one thing that we were crying out for from last season. You know, I mean, you can look at games like this and you can look at performance and it's not just what you're seeing, it's what you're hearing. And we've got Hughes, who's a captain, we've got Baker, both of them. Fag Bowler, there are all three of those are far more vocal than we've had for most of last season, in my view.
But if you talk about the centre backs in midfield last season, was Winter, Sheridan, Kay, Ashworth.
And out of them, only Winter, I would say, was an organiser.
Even then, he wouldn't call himself a captain, would he? So.
No, not a captain, but an organiser. But yeah, no, you're right there, Ben. I mean, today is a funny game because, I mean, we were discussing before the game with Swampy, weren't we, that what are you going to get with this game? Zero.
We're learning a lot about. Are we learning anything? I mean,
a little bit.
I was going to say what during the commentary I said. I'm starting to understand now why you don't tend to play teams in your own division in pre-season, because there's spells in that first 45 minutes where Salford look like a division, maybe two, maybe three divisions higher. They're very, very fast, very strong, very agile. And you know, we're both at the same stage of pre-season, but they seem to be a couple of notches ahead of us. That said, Congleton, how was Congleton on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, that was more of a trialists game.
We had people like Craig Lingard playing, didn't we?
On Linfield as well.
What did I say?
Lingard, whoever he is.
Craig Lingard, he's the head coach of Keith Lacougas.
Oh, there you are then. Yeah, he was playing, yeah.
Craig Linfield.
Lynn, you played, yeah. Lewis Lacey, Jake.
It's summer, I'm allowed to do rugby
league. Absolutely
right,
absolutely. Yes. I just wonder who you're talking about. I thought I'd missed it on the team sheet. Again, Tuesday night was more Gilchrist playing most of the game. It was looking at some of the other lads who, the trialists, who haven't been announced as signings, and they played, some of them played again last night at Avro. I mean, you're right what you're saying. I mean, I've not been overly impressed with Salford, so I mean, I don't overly agree with what you're saying about them looking that good.
I mean,
however, you're absolutely right with the pace. Yeah. And but the thing is, we're not going to come up against that every single week, thankfully. At that quality, your Richie Allens, your Mike Phoenixes. These are players, Michael Nottingham in the middle, these are players who are better. And they were better last season, and they're better this season. So I'm not too fussed about that. The goals, a corner, a free kick we could have done better on, and then a lob where. It's one of them, isn't it? Because he's just got in front.
It was a good goal.
It's a great finish, yeah. You know, and that's what he does. I think going forward, you're having a laugh at me shouting at Joel Logan. He played well last week. He's frustrated today because he's doing well, but he's not running enough at defending. But one thing I look at when I'm looking at him, when he's lost the ball, it's never a lost cause with him. He's gone back and he's tried to win it back, and that's what I'm looking at.
One of the things we could see with St. Juice as well is. Got wingers for the first time in a while on both wings, and unfortunately, they're not both going at it. Logan's got more into it as the game's gone on.
She's just touched the ball, I think, twice. I think it's not been over there, really. And I mean, I've noticed on our corners, Fawny and Daz has been screaming at them two because they've been coming deep and to stay out wide. And Connor up front has impressed me. I'll tell you before the game, obviously, I saw him last week. I said, you know, he's like a 17-year-old Rooney with more chips on his shoulders. That's what it looks like to me.
Goal scoring record, though, coming to us. He didn't score that many for Telford.
You know what? You're right. But then, you know what? Did he play as an out-and-out striker? Did he play on the right?
He did score against FC.
He scored, and it was a great goal. I'm looking at him. I mean, in my preferred way of playing, if I was in charge, I would be looking to play him alongside Gilchrist, because Gilchrist is the goal scorer. We've seen it. When Gilchrist plays up front, he's a goal scorer. The worrying thing I think for Gilchrist is on Tuesday night, he played against Congleton and he played more on the right than down the middle. He went down the middle and he scored a good goal down the middle. But I reckon
that's what we're trying to do. We're going to stick with the formation rather than the players.
That slightly worries me, I'll be honest with you. But it's early in pre-season, we don't know. Connor and the goal scorer, because he'll do the work for him. And then he doesn't need to be a goal scorer.
Did we learn anything from Avro on Friday night?
No. Don't go again.
I mean,
it was a game where we couldn't learn anything. It's on a 3G on a Friday night. It's a windy night. You're playing a Manchester League amateur side who,
I think they finished fourth bottom last
year. And it was. Shall we say? I'm going to be different. It was a physical game.
It was good. It was good to be there because they've spent a lot of time as a club off the pitch.
Developing that stadium, and
they've done a good job transforming it.
You know what? You said they were learning anything. Actually, they probably did, because there was another trial. I don't know his surname. Danny was called. There were a couple of Dannys on the team, so we didn't quite work out which one he was. He looked really good, and Sam Baird played well and stood up against a physical team. So yes, we did learn something, but was it a point in full game? No, it was 250. I'll never get back.
And do you think we've been discussing the options for pre-season coming up, the games we've got? Do you think it's a strong pre-season we're looking at? Because I'm, you know, we've got this Salford game, then we've got Abbey, Ashton United, South Shields, who are two divisions below. Admittedly, they are going to be a lot closer to us over the next five years.
Play at this level, yeah.
But apart from that, and we've got Fleetwood and Bolton, but we wait to see what kind of team they're going to field. Is there anything more we could do with pre-season, do you think, for next year?
There's been criticism over and over that, aren't it, that we don't play good enough sides. But then today we are doing, and we're criticising, in inverted commas, for play difference in our league. I know, possibly. It's about getting... Will teams want to play us? I mean, you know, we were supposed to play Wimbledon, and then Neil Ardley a couple of years ago decided we weren't up to that standard, and we probably won't play them now. So ideally we play teams, and ideally first teams of maybe Conference, National and Division 2.
That's what you'd expect, wouldn't you?
Do they want to come and play us? That's the question. It's not just about us wanting to play. I'm sure we do make representations to sides. I think us playing a Bolton and a Fleetwood 11 will be beneficial, because
we played Rochdale 11
last year. I didn't go to that game. I was on holder last year. We played Blackburn in the past. I think we played Bolton in the past as well. We're playing against young lads, but lads who train all day, full time footballers. So they can't do any harm. Stalybridge on when Tuesday will be interesting, because it's almost like an FC Old Boys 11 at the minute. So whether we'll learn anything, I don't know. But yeah, Abbey A will be an 11. So I think there'll be a few more trialists, I would suggest.
I mean, we're never going to know, and this is what we said last week, we're never going to know where we're going to be until Brackley away.
Correct.
And then we could be hit by a steam train, or we could land on our feet and be quiet.
I'll take a goal.
That'd be good too.
I mean, it's a 0-5 record so far, so I'll take a goal.
I mean, Brackley away, your first game of the season.
I'm glad to get it. It's gone, it's out of the way. We can just get on with the rest of the season then.
No, but I can't bear it.
I know.
Anyway.
But, you know, it's not about results. I mean, you know, we could lose this game 4-0 today. It's not going to have a bearing on the season. It's about performances, but it's about other little... It's about, like you said, and you flagged it up very well, and I agree, it's about looking at, have we got organisers? Do we have leaders on the pitch? Have we got somebody who's going to give each other, you know, shout at each other and pat each other on the back when it's needed? And you know what? I think we have. I think we've got more of those players this year. So from that point of view, it's an improvement. But I think we'll only really know, as you say. And the other thing was my bugbear. We've got a right back wearing three and a left back wearing two.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no need for that.
I took my son football boot shopping the other day, and it's the first time I've done it since I was a kid, to be fair.
First time since you were a kid, you took your son shopping?
No, that
for football
I've gone
boots.
For football boots.
Yes, I've been putting
and blimey, Charlie. All you've got is Puma King, and that's it. Everything else is...
You've got your Mundial World Cups, but
very odd coloured shoes.
Well, no, you've got your Adidas World Cups and your Mundials, but unfortunately, they're about £85 a pair, so...
I've told my son anyway, and he's on it, that anyone who wears these boots now, he points them out on the telly and goes, oh, look at that horrible footwear. And he does use the word footwear, quoting me directly from that JJB.
We are struggling, because none of our players have got anything that resembles black on.
No, there's no one wearing black boots.
So one Salford player.
We need to start this campaign, and I'm going to get Marv to do some adverts for us. But anyway, Stephen Wood, thank you for joining us at half time.
That's okay.
We'll be hearing more from you as pre-season goes.
Oh, good.
And
I'm sure the listener will be happy at that.
He will. Anyway, thank you very much,
no
Stephen.
No problem.
There's a ball down the right-hand side with FC. And looking for a little bit of movement there, not getting it, but they have a throw-in. Ball left-hand side, right-hand side for FC now in the final third. His opportunity in the penalty area, can get their shot away, just dallying a little bit too much there. Ball comes across, overhead kick, oh great goal there, man. Tom Reed, 6 yards out, but I tell you what, an overhead kick into the back of the net, and that is the only bit of excitement you're going to get from FC United this afternoon, or indeed the radio.
Well, that's made it all worthwhile. Unfortunately, it doesn't add to his goal tally for FC.
It was Nichols with a good bit of play on the right hand side. He jigged in one way, and they put a lovely ball in. It was a low ball, and well, Tom Greaves,
a flash from the pass there.
The overhead volley into the net from 6 yards out, but it did well there.
And away goals count double, of course.
They do. So we're going into the replay next week. It's 2-0. That is indeed the final whistle, and it brings to a close this pulsating, wonderful game of football we've watched here in front of us.
The beautiful
this
game.
This afternoon. The beautiful game played in a beautiful way. The beautiful
all
people.
All fans to do respect to all of our neighbours when leaving the ground. Please keep noise to a minimum and refrain from dropping litter. And a reminder, the next fixture here at Moor Lane is this Wednesday evening, the 19th of July, against the Manchester United 11, kick-off at 7:30.
Ooh. That should be interesting. Should we commentate on that one if you want? No, they won't let us, will they?
No, we'll go to Staley Britain instead, eh?
And that's Tuesday.
Oh.
So we do Tuesday, Wednesday? No, I'm not. I'm that's it now. Till when?
Bolton and Fleetwood.
Bolton and Fleetwood. Do we have to?
I thought you weren't doing it.
What, Bolton or Fleetwood?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm like? Once I get there to the ground, I'm like...
Oh, look what's happened. Right, seriously. On the way here, he was like, I'm only doing this one, and then I'll see you at Brackley. And now he's like, oh man, do Staley Bridge.
Now he's got the taste.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
You very nearly got an email from me saying I wasn't bothering for the whole season again. And I know what you would have done then here at Moor Lane FC United. Well, a lot of work in progress, Paul, in all fairness.
Yeah,
some new players, some good performances individually, but Carl's got a lot of work to do to try and gel this team together.
Yeah, there were some flickers of quality and good ability, but it's a very early stage of the pre-season friendlies, isn't it, to be honest. We've got other games and other opportunities, and I'm sure there'll be other players as well that come into the picture.
Well, a sterner test on Tuesday you would expect, in the simple fact that they'd be more competitive with Staley Bridge, with the two ex-players from FC playing for them now, and they'll want to have a good game against FC. That's something to look forward to. We've got Abbey Hay, and we've got South Shields, and we've got, two last games, Bolton and also Fleetwood. So,
any highlights in that second half, other than finding out there was a hole in the net?
Tom Greaves.
Good goal by Tom Greaves. Crowley looks half decent, the 15 that came on. Nichols, is it, or Nicholas?
Nicholas.
Nicholas looks a live wire. There will be. Carl, take a number of positives out of that. Again, it's a new squad, isn't it? They've played three or four games, and every game has had a different kind of feel
different
flavour to it. So yeah. I think from now on, you're going to have to look at where we're going forward and try and play those teams that you're thinking of playing for the rest of the season.
I think one of the big games, whether it be Fleetwood or Bolton, is going to have to put his preferred 11 out for the season.
Yeah, you're going to have to
somewhere.
Do that.
and let it kind of bed in.
And you don't want to do that necessarily against just the likes of Fleetwood or Bolton. You want to do it beforehand. You want them getting used to each other, working together as a group, don't you? But, you know, we'll see. It's interesting. I mean, we know as well some of these players will come and go even before the end of the pre-season, won't they? That's the nature of football. Those that stay and they can work with the players and work with the management, it should be quite interesting. But I think certainly from a first half perspective, there was quite a big golfing class. You know, they weren't.
There's obviously a lot of work to be done.
We'll leave it, I suppose, and we'll love everybody and leave everybody, and we'll have.
This will be available as a podcast, and we should say at 5 o'clock today, there's going to be a special Sports Direct Weekly. Then it's the show with no name. Sports Direct Weekly, we've got Swinton Lions on, and they need
Swinton Lions.
They're in a bit of financial predicament at the moment, and they need all the help they can get, and hopefully they'll get that help.
Get yourself down to Sale and watch them sometime.
Haywood Road on tomorrow. They're playing Dewsbury.
Yes.
So there you go.
Dewsbury.
Yes, free call kickoff if you can make it.
Fantastic.
But anyway, that's thank you, Swampy. Thank you, Statle Paul. Thank you, Stephen Ward, early as well. And you'll be hearing from us on the podcast this week. But next FC Live will be Fleetwood, or is it Bolton? I'll get the two mixed up.
What, one of the two, Ben.
It'll be that
you'll be. You'll be there. I might be. I might not be. It depends if you want me anymore.
Or
I want you, in fact. I want you, or the listener.
Can we end on a happier note?
Happier note?
Yeah.
I can't. I keep looking over there, Ben, and a tear in my eye. The stand's gone.
It was the best stand in non-league football.
It was quite possibly the most beautiful stand I've seen.
Thanks for joining us after that one, Carl. Good run out. What have you learnt?
Soul for the song.
That's always we were discussing that earlier. It's always the danger of playing a team in your own division. You get like a sense of where you are in comparison, and if they're really strong, then
I think you've got to look at the fact that they're full time as well, and when it's in pre-season like it is, you know, that extra work that they're able to do. I think they've been doing double sessions and things like that, so I thought definitely in the first 20 minutes it looks a little bit sharper than us, but then we kind of it settled into a typical pre-season friendly, really, and towards the end of the first half, we saw some decent passages of play from us and some good football that resulted in chances. And you know, further on down the line, we'd be expecting to capitalise on that.
Now we've been just over a week since we last spoke, and we were talking about, you know, the trips we've got to come and stuff like that. And we played Bohemians, decent run out there. Obviously, the match against Congleton. Yeah. There was the match last night against Avro, and this tonight. Are you any clearer now about who's going to make the squad? Certainly for this season.
Still learning lessons. I think it's important to give everybody a fair opportunity, and that's what I'm looking at doing. There's plenty to go at, plenty of positives. We've still got lads to come back into as well from holidays and things like that. So over the next couple of weeks, it'll be I think it'll start formulating itself. We'll learn more lessons about, and then obviously the decisions will be needed to be made.
There's a lad just walking behind you. I felt really impressed when he came on there. Nicholas, he was very impressive, and he set up the goal which Tom Greaves put away really, really well, I thought. Can you tell us a bit about him? Tom Greaves.
No, he's come to us. He's just been released from Liverpool. He spent his formative years at United from being 6 to 16, and he's had a couple of years at Liverpool, and I was impressed with him on Tuesday night at Congleton, and today again he's shown glimpses of the quality that he possesses. So
next up, Stalybridge. That one's going to be a more interesting one, where Salford, I think changed the team a few times during this game. I think Stalybridge are going to try and we're the team in the higher division in that case, and we're a bit more of a target.
I think so, but again, it's about getting time on the pitch and you know, looking at certain things. You know, we played three formations today, and that's something that we try to keep improving on, really.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Staley.
Cheers, Ben.
And FC United returned to action this week with three pre-season friendlies. On Tuesday the 18th of July, it's Stalybridge Celtic at Bower Fold. Kick-off will be 7:45. Then on Thursday evening, it's to the Abbey Stadium in Gorton, where Abbey Hay will be hosting FC United. 7:45 kick-off there as well on Thursday. And then this coming Saturday, the 22nd of July, it's South Shields away. That's at Mariners Park, Shaftesbury Avenue, South Shields, NE32 3UP. That's Mariners Park, NE32 3UP. Kickoff there will be 3:00, and we'll hopefully have some reaction to those matches on next week's This Club Is My Club. And that's it from me for this week's Summer This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Ben, see you next time.
This summer, FC United will once again be operating the Pay What You Can Afford season ticket scheme, as well as the new 3-year season ticket. To purchase your season ticket, please visit www.fcumshop.co.uk or over the phone during office hours on 0161 769 2005 or in person at the club office during working hours. This season promises to be a cracker, so please don't delay. Purchase your FC United season ticket today.